Shock, explain the dynamic that will be Shanahan and Matt Ryan the next 5 months. Like, how will that work? What's going to happen?
It's going to be maybe an everyday process for those guys to fine-tune things that Matt likes. And then there's the things where Shanahan going to say, okay, this is kind of things that we did here, some different concepts that maybe Matt's not used to running that maybe can help them. There's always things that you got to gel together. You got to bring both guys together. They're going to sit down. They're going to watch film of last year. They're going to watch film of things that Matt done well. They're going to watch film of things that Shanahan likes to run. So it's going to be interesting to see how they bring those things together. And they're going to say, all right, here's our plan. Here's the things that we're going to like to run, whether it's no huddle, whether it's a two-minute drill, whether it's third and long, things I like to call, you know, in the red zone, things I like to see, how I view certain plays, how I view certain defenses, how to attack them. That's going to be the biggest thing for them is mentally getting on the same page, because there's a lot of guys who think differently than a guy who's calling the plays, and that's what problems cause. And that's why these next 5 months are going to be huge for them to get together one-on-one and say, all right, this is how I look at the defense when it's third and short. You know, sometimes I like to take a shot on, you know, first down, you know, or second and one or something. I like those type of things, and he's going to have to understand the type of things Matt likes to do, especially when, you know, things get kind of backed up or things get tough when run game's not going, or does Matt like to bootleg to his right or left more often than anything? You know, Shanahan's, he can watch the film, but Matt can tell him exactly, hey, I like to pull up. I like to, you know, the rollout package. Things like that are really big for them in the next 5 months.
And I think that's the other point here to make, too, is the learning process for Shanahan. Mm. I mean, this is – Matt Ryan is, I think, without question, the most established, most successful quarterback that he is taking on. And being able to say, okay – you know, we need to stick with what works in certain situations, mm-hmm. While also trying to do some of the things that you know work schematically.
Right.
I think is going to be a tough balance. I think they're going to find that balance because Matt is extremely easy to work with. But you know, having that learning experience for Shanahan as well to understand what Matt likes to do in certain situations and keeping that stuff is going to be big.
Because the big part of it, like you just mentioned, Matt's the leader of this team.
Yeah.
He's going to be the leader on this offense. So while they're getting together, getting everything down, he's learning the plays, they're going to look at Matt to say, all right, do you trust, you know, what he's doing? Do you mm-hmm. trust the play call? Do you trust, you know, the different concepts that he's bringing? And Matt's going to be that medium guy to bring all the skill guys, the linemen, everybody to say, all right, I trust this guy. I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to make us better. And that's where that void is going to be. It's going to be met, because Matt's going to be that guy to say, this is going to work for us. I like what he's doing. I like these type of concepts that he's bringing to us, some new, some innovative stuff that he can like and eventually say, all right, we're going to be rolling by the time camp comes. So they're not just like they're taking baby steps when camp or OTAs come. They'll be ready to go full stride.